Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Billy Crone is here, ready to share his insight into the frightening rise of the Nephilim. Pastor Larry Spargimino and Marvin McIlvaney will also have the latest headlines from the end times. Did you know this program, Watchmen on the Wall, is available as an app? Take Watchmen on the Wall with you by downloading our free mobile app. Visit your app store and type the letters SWRC in the search bar. The SWRC mobile app has hundreds of archive programs as well as the latest program available to you. The SWRC mobile app. Download it today. And don't miss out on any of the important topics and information that is shared on Watchmen on the Wall. Make sure you subscribe to our free e-newsletter, A Moment of Prophecy. The latest insight and analysis from our speakers and access to our latest resources. Sign up today for the free e-newsletter at swrc.com or just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. If you prefer the mail, you can receive our free monthly updates through the mail. Same great information, just delivered through the mail. swrc.com or 1-800-652-1144. Our host, Larry Spargimino, is ready to uncover Klaus Schwab, eugenics, and the rise of the Nephilim with today's guest, Billy Crone.
We've all heard about the World Economic Forum, Davos, and Klaus Schwab. What you probably have not heard much about is the evil nature of Schwab's design on the human race. This is certainly Hitler's eugenics program on steroids. Pastor Billy Crone is on the phone with me, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, a powerful book. The title is Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. The Bible says that the human heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. You can't imagine the full extent of human depravity until you've read this new book. Pastor Billy Crone, thank you so much for being on the show with us once again.
Thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
Well, tell us about Klaus Schwab. How does eugenics fit into the picture? And what do we really need to know about this awful World Economic Forum?
Yeah, well, basically, this latest offer that we have out, you know, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim, this is basically our third shot across the bow, exposing what this guy's up to. And of course, it started with the COVID pandemic. And so we produced a study called Klaus Schwab, the Third Reich and the Rise of the COVID-19 Holocaust, basically to figure out, okay, what's going on with this thing and with the COVID pandemic and where's it coming from and who's behind it. And because it's a pandemic, so it's, you know, who planned all this and where are they going with all this? Well, I had a hunch once I got to looking into the key players, the globalists around the world that were pushing this agenda. And of course, Klaus pops up because he admits on tape, in print, still to this day, that he not only wants to use the COVID pandemic, but he says that it's going to become the opportunity for them to, quote, reset the planet. They call it the Great Reset. And so I'm going, so he admitted that they're creating the crisis to manage the outcome. So what's going on? Anyway, so I went down the rabbit trail, and all of a sudden I began to see his family history. And he's come straight out of the hip of Hitler's world. His dad's a guy named Eugene Schwab. He was buddies with Hitler's. He ran a company for the Nazis and helped produce armament. And he won models for the company, awards and prizes. And they're in Germany. And so this is Klaus's world. He grew up in Hitler's world, pro-Nazi.
Wow.
And this is his family ties. And so we exposed that on that first book. Then we got to thinking, okay, well, what is this Great Reset thing? And what is this place that he started in 1971 called the World Economic Forum? And that was our next shot across the bow. That was Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the coming mark of the beast. And so he basically is, in a nutshell, taking everything that Hitler did, and he's going beyond Germany. He's doing it to the whole world. Now, you can't call it the Fourth Reich. That's too obvious. So he calls it, again, the Great Reset or the Fourth Industrial Revolution. So the last one was the first half of what he calls the Great Reset, the economic reset. And what these guys want to do with COVID pandemic as the excuse, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome, They want to do an economic reset around the world, and they want to go to a cashless society, and then they want to tie people into this cashless digital society, this digital world, with using body parts. Go figure. Where have you heard that? That's Revelation 13. That's why it says it's the rise of the mark of the beast. And then we expose the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, admittedly, he started in 1971, so he's been working on it with it and for over 50 years. But it's not just an economic forum. This has begun his think tank, his pool of people that he trains. In fact, it's still on the World Economic Forum's website, that he is training, quote, young global leaders. So he's had 50 years to train people to follow his agenda, his Hitlerian agenda, I call it. And the trainees, I just basically call them his modern SS agents. And these are people that he is now over 50 years trained to do his bidding and has planted in every developed country around the world, including our own. And then Joe Biden was handpicked. That's why he was put into office for such a time as this, to crash the American economy on first. And why the American economy? Because the American economy, the dollar, is the backbone of the global financial system. So if you're going to crash the system to reset it into a new cashless society, what do you got to do? America has to go down. And Joe Biden, we demonstrate, was handpicked. He's been a part of the World Economic Forum for over 20 years, long before he was even vice president under Obama. While he was a senator, he was going there. And Klaus even admitted on tape that he was one of his hardest working disciples. So this is not a conspiracy theory. This is what they're up to.
Right.
Now we deal with the third one, and that's Klaus Schwab, eugenics, and the rise of the Nephilim. And basically, as I began to go down the rabbit hole, I said, wait a second. It's bad enough that he wants to usher in a cashless society, biometric system, that they will control all buying and selling, Revelation 13, Mark of the Beast. But there's another side of that great reset coin that I was starting to get along that, wait a second, people are starting to catch on to the economic aspect. They're not talking about the other aspect. And the other aspect is what this is all about. I am not joking, Dr. Spargimino. This guy is bringing Hitler's eugenics program back and to the whole human race this time. And it's well underway, and they're already genetically modifying the planet against people's will.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. He's basically taking now Hitler's eugenics program, and he's bringing it to humanity. And I get this is on tape. He says it's their duty as the elites to do this to us, because they now believe that they're God of the planet with science and technology, and they're going to speed up the process of so-called evolution, and they're going to make us into a better human race. Well, what's that? That's the Aryan idea from Hitler, right? And again, he's going beyond Germany now to the world. But again, you can't say, hey, we're here to not only usher in the mark of the beast, people would freak out. But hey, we're here to create the new global Aryan race that we think is more perfected. They can't say that. People would freak out. So what they call this eugenics program now, they call it Human 2.0 or Augmented Humanity, or sometimes they just call it Post-Human Species. Well, what's that? Well, what it is, believe it or not, whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not, these guys are going to create a race of non-humans. So now why do we deal with this? Because I believe this is a biblical perspective. Jesus said in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, not maybe not might, at the coming of the Son of Man. And so if, in fact, the return of Christ is getting close, we're going to see a repeat of Noah's day. What was going on in Noah's day? There was a hybridization of mankind. It's being repeated today. And again, I was alarmed when I went down this rabbit hole that, again, people are catching on to the economic aspect, and that's good. But so few have been getting equipped on the other side of the coin, what this guy's up to. And it has everything to do with Bible prophecy, but to be honest with you, these guys are sick. These guys are satanic.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if this is a word, but I made it up. And they're Hitlerian.
Yeah, what you say, our food supply is being genetically altered, our bodies are being genetically altered, our progeny is being genetically altered, our minds and brains are being connected to a global matrix program that will control everyone on the planet, down to our very thoughts. Now, that's pretty sinister, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, as you know, with our studies, Dr. Spargimino, you know, we don't quote JoeSchmo.com, WackyConspiracyGuy.org. We go straight to the source, and frankly, straight from the horse's mouth. You know, we quote Schwab. If you get not just the book, or you get the DVDs, you'll see it on tape. You'll see his science advisor, Yuval Noah Harari, admitting gleefully with this sick smile on his face that this is what's coming to the planet. But part, I'm glad you mentioned the food aspect. People need to realize this because, again, this is being done against people's will. And this is really what got me going down this route, because I came across in the previous Schwab study, I call it Schwab in the deck. And so I was Schwab in the deck, and I was dealing with the COVID pandemic and the mRNA shots, and you know how the shots were gene editors and genetic modifiers. Well, of course, then I came across the latest thing that they're doing, and they're planning on, and in some cases are already doing, they're putting the mRNA gene editing technology that was in the shots, they're putting it into our food supply. And that's what I came across. And at first they started with plants. And so basically they want to create plant vaccines that, you know, if you're uncomfortable about getting that with a needle, then they're going to make you get it,
right,
you know, by putting our plant supply. And then at the same time, all of a sudden, there's now talk of getting the mRNA shots into livestock. And in some reports I came across, they're already doing it. And so last time I checked, plants, meat, that's kind of pretty much what we eat. And that's what got me going down this route. Why would they do this? Why would they purposely put the same horrible technology that's in the shots that is having all these horrible effects, including death on people? Why would you purposely put it into our food supply? Because it's not just a shot. It's a gene editing technology.
Yeah.
And when you look at the background of these people, they're doing it because they believe, they're called transhumanists, that they, you know, you can't say eugenists, you know, people catch on. So they relabeled themselves transhumanists, and they want to transcend the human limitations. And it's their duty as rich elite to do this to us, whether we want it or not. So
yeah.
Again, so if you didn't like it in the shot, then we're going to get it into your food supply. This is what's going on.
Let me tell our listeners how to get the book. This is fantastic. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. We're talking about his new book, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. Now, here are some of the topics discussed in the book: genetic food murders, genetic altering technology, genetic mixing of humans, genetic copying of humans, and many others. God made man in the image of God. This new version is to remake man in the image of the devil. You will want a copy of this book. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. I know the World Economic Forum presents itself as a beneficent group of intellectuals who want to move us into a global utopia, but this is a world of slavery, death, and multiplied horrors. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. Well, now I've given them the information. Just keep on going. This is fascinating.
Well, and then once I started going down that rabbit hole, I go, man, now they're messing with the food supply. For those of us that didn't get the shot, they're still trying to genetically modify us. And by the way, people say, well, what are you going to do if they start altering the food? What we personally just encourage people, we have networked personally as a church here in Las Vegas, and we have networked, we created it's called Clean Meat Co-op, and we've networked with local ranchers, Christian ranchers, who have, we've met personally, and who have pledged to not only not do the mRNA shots in their meat supply, and but also any other harmful stuff that they put in there. And so basically we've had to network and basically go around the traditional system and do it. And so we would just encourage people to do the same. By the way, we have also as a church, and I'm just saying this to give an example for other people out there, there you have to do what I call subvert the system. We're at this stage. And we've also started our own Christian medical unit that we have next to the church facility. And we have a doctor and a nurse and a couple other retired nurses and a doctor on staff, and who we have fully trained, traditionally trained medical folks who are there to help you, not hurt you. And so my point is, this is alarming information. But again, we're not doing this because we think we're going to survive the seven-year tribulation, because we don't believe we're going to be there. And now all of a sudden, shocker, there's a rise of malaria. And guess who's on the front line with medicine to cure it? Bill Gates.
Wow.
I mean, the whole thing's just set up to these guys are greedy, they're gross, they're satanic. But anyway, so they're genetically modifying everything on the planet. But there's more than one technology. Another one they use is not just mRNA, it's CRISPR. CRISPR technology allows them to, and this came out in 2012, it allows them to slice and dice the individual DNA of any living thing, plant, animal, people, insect, you name it. And it's basically like the, like if you want to take out one individual strand of DNA, just delete it. Or if you want to insert DNA, and that leads to another thing called mixing us with animals, I'll get to that in a second, and then they can do it. And again, this is since 2012. China just came out with another one that works even faster to genetically modify people. But the problem with this is, again, that what they don't tell you is the DNA is so complex that God gave us and built us. He's our creator. Is that, yeah, you can take out one strand that maybe that little thing you took out, okay, will prevent somebody from getting, say, cancer or AIDS, and that's how they pitch it. But that same one strand that you thought you didn't need, it does 13 other positive things to your body. Oops, you can't put it back. Now what are you going to do? It's irreversible changes. And again, we interview a geneticist and show the interview, and they admit that, you know, it doesn't take a lot of changes, and technically, scientifically, you become a non-human. And what's crazy about the CRISPR technology is they're already doing it, Dr. Spargimino. Again, this isn't some nefarious plan that they plan to do 10 years down the road, right, or 5 years or 50 years. It's already being done. They're already CRISPRing, again, not just plants, not just animals, not just insects. They're doing it to people. And what's really sick is they've started with babies, you know, the ones who can't object to it, you know, and they're doing it to humans. And not just the United States, but many of the developed countries around the world.
Right.
But then go back to the, and you're thinking, well, what can this stuff do to me? Well, again, they can slice and dice you into anything. They admit this. In fact, back to the mRNA technology, the one that was used in the shots, and they're putting it into the food supply. Elon Musk, we have him on tape, and he said with the mRNA technology, we could possibly reverse, if not stop, all aging, which is what they want to do for them, the elites, to live forever. But he says, and we could, this is on tape, and we could turn you into a blank butterfly if we wanted to.
Right, right.
So what's that mean? You started out as a human, but when they're done with you with all their genetic modifying, you're not a human anymore. And it's crazy. And then if you don't think that they know that they're playing God and playing with fire, okay, that this is going to lead to a horrible apocalypse, they even admit it. And this was the other crazy thing. This is why, listen, Dr. Spargimino, we bring this out. Again, they're genetically modifying every living thing, including people, yes, already being done on the planet. But do the research. They have backup systems on the planet of every seed on the whole planet. And that's in Svalbard, up in the Arctic. And that's just one of them. And basically, they have a copy of every original seed because they're messing with everything, right? Not only that, they also have genetic DNA databases of all living things. And believe it or not, of all people who has one, they're not the only one, is Russia. Russia completed their genetic DNA database of all living things back, I think it was 2018. But think about that. That was pre-COVID, right?
Yes.
And so they have plans to modify the planet for a long time. But they're going, and they admit the reason why they're doing this is because, quote, in case something horrible goes wrong.
Right.
Well, it's going to go wrong, and we know it's going to go wrong because the Bible says it's a repeat of the days of Noah. And how did that go? Well, the last time when this happened, when you had fallen angels, the sons of God, commingling with the daughters of men, and they made it all the way down to everybody being genetically modified down to 8 people.
Wow.
And that was Noah and his family. And basically, they were the last ones left, and God hit a restart. But that's the background of the days of Noah. It's happening again today, just like Jesus said. And so basically, what do we need to do, Dr. Spargimino? We need to tell people, guess what? It's being repeated. Last time, there was one way out. It was a wooden ark. This time, it's one way out. It's a wooden cross.
Amen.
And we need to point people to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As fast as we can.
Thank you, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Crone is out in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's doing a great job in Las Vegas. We praise the Lord for him.
We have much more from Billy Crone on Klaus Schwab, eugenics, and the rise of the Nephilim coming up on our next program. Learn the full extent of the Great Reset Agenda in Billy Crone's book and DVD set, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim. What would have happened if Hitler would have won the war? Well, wonder no more, because believe it or not, Hitler's satanic agenda is now actually marching beyond Germany and is actively spreading across the whole planet. It's not called the Rise of the Fourth Reich. Rather, it's been relabeled by Klaus Schwab as the Rise of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or the Great Reset. In Billy Crone's book and DVD set, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim, you will be equipped with the mind-boggling evidence that Klaus Schwab and his gang are actually repeating the unthinkable. Order Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim by Billy Crone today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim by Billy Crone. The book and 6 DVD set are available today. Simply call 1-800-652-1144. Time to get caught up on what is happening around the world in light of Scripture. Headlines from the End Times with Pastor Larry Spargimino and Marvin McElvaney.
Well, Marvin, I see there's been another victory in the culture war. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed legislation Wednesday requiring every public school classroom in Louisiana to display the Ten Commandments, becoming the only state with such a law. Of course, we hear the outcry from the left about the so-called separation between church and state. I love the way Governor Landry said in the signing ceremony, said, "If you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses."
Republican State Representative Michael Baham, one of the bill's authors, said that the new law is not just about religion. He said, quote, "It's our foundational law. Our sense of right and wrong is based off of the Ten Commandments." He also added that Moses is a historical figure and not just a religious one. The Ten Commandments are as much about civilization and right and wrong. It doesn't say you have to be this particular faith or that particular faith.
Well, Marvin, the governor also went on to say he expects a battle in the courts. In fact, he said, "I can't wait to be sued." You know, it's amazing to me that they can teach that there are hundreds of different genders when there are really only two, that you can lose your teaching job if you use the wrong pronoun, that you can have grown men pretending to be women reading stories to children in public libraries, but you can't just put a poster on the wall that says you shouldn't kill or steal and to obey your parents. Unbelievable!
People forget that the great universities of America, like Harvard, Yale, William & Mary, Princeton, and Rutgers, all started out as institutions of faith. And yet we read that just last week, hundreds of students flooded out of the commencement ceremony at California Stanford University as part of the wave of pro-Palestinian protests on American college campuses. Maybe all these college students should have a class in history. Then they would know that Israel became a nation because of the genocide against them.
Good point, Marvin. That's right. I mean, even the university president Richard Saller said, "Don't let your convictions shut out your ability to listen and learn." Israel is trying to defend itself. They are the only army I know that alerts the occupants of a building to leave it because they're getting ready to bomb it. Who does that? Still, innocent people are killed. That's war. 6 million Jewish men, women, and children were murdered by the Nazi German regime. This genocide is known as the Holocaust. Anti-Semitism was at the foundation of the Holocaust. Anti-Semitism, the hatred of or prejudice against Jews, was a basic tenet of Nazi ideology, and I think it's becoming a basic tenet of almost all the nations in the world, including our own.
October 7th and the war has changed everything. The world is increasingly turning against Israel. South Africa has put Israel on trial at the World Court in The Hague, charging the Jewish state with genocide, and few nations or world leaders are coming to Israel's defense. The United Nations is consistently and overwhelmingly voting to condemn Israel. Meanwhile, other countries, including Canada and Turkey, are beginning to impose military and trade embargoes on Israel. And the global media, especially TV news programs around the world, keep painting Israel as a monster that destroys the lives and homes of innocents in Gaza and tries to starve millions of Palestinians.
Well, you know, in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, it becomes painfully clear that no nation comes to Israel's defense when the war of Gog and Magog begins in the last days. The prophecy makes it clear that when an invasion comes, Israel will be all alone, utterly abandoned even by its closest friends and allies. Now we also read in Zechariah, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it." Maybe if we could get our schools back and people started learning about history and about the things that made our country great, I think we'd be better off. Now, here's what I want to say as I close. Marvin, America is doomed. Let me say it again. America is doomed unless we wake up.
Most people are starting to become familiar with Klaus Schwab and his evil cohort's Great Reset agenda and how it involves an economic reset. However, what most people don't realize is that there are two sides to the Great Reset scheme. It's not just an economic reset for the planet, but it's also a human reset for the planet called Human 2.0, augmented humanity, or even a post-human species. Learn the full extent of the Great Reset agenda in Billy Crone's book and DVD set, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim. In this book and 6 DVD set, you will be equipped with the mind-boggling evidence that Klaus Schwab and his gang are actually doing the unthinkable. Order Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim by Billy Crone today when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Make sure you pick up Billy Crone's book and 6 DVD set, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim, when you call 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Billy Crone will continue sharing details and insight into the global plans for human transformation. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.